Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it, Hood Talk Radio. Good evening, good evening. What's going on, everybody out there in the radio world? It's your boy, Max Image, and you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, 646-478-0944. I just want to send some shout-outs to everybody out there listening. Everybody that's online, I thank you. I just got off my stats calendar, and, man, you know, I appreciate those numbers. You know what I'm saying? Just let me know that maybe I got something to say. I mean, I ain't going to take it to the head, none of you. I don't think I'm just trying to jump out of no tree or nothing. I'm just saying thank you. You know what I'm saying? I do kind of go through a whole lot of shit and some hard work to put these episodes together and to make sure that I have some valid points and information to share with y'all. All right? The number to call in is 646-478-0944. What we're going to do, right quick, before we get into the show, and the topic tonight is, of course, it's going to be varied, but our main topic is self-motivation. We're going to listen to the track right quick, and I will be back.
After I was fooled, was it how I thanked you really for all your generosity? Whoa, whoa.
But why do you do it? Don't let me touch you.
Keeping me at distance and managed to get a kiss. No, no.
Being in your hands.
keep on pushing me away.
Damn, no wonder we couldn't hear shit. I had a damn mute button off.
Yeah, you talking all this time with a mute.
All this fucking time with a mute button. Let me see how long it take to kick in. I knew something was wrong, man. Let's go to the track right quick, man. We'll be back in a second.
Audio difficulty.
I don't wanna bring war, cause I'd rather make peace, cause I'd rather make peace. Cause that peace only come, when a shot you release that, and it's hard to survive, in the belly of the beast. But I'm marching, B-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Look, this here my hometown, I run this bitch 10 toes down. Real niggas grit grind nose down, catch a nigga stacking up a whole pound. A kid that murder rate never calming down. Feds, lot of niggas slowing down, know what that mean when the bitches around. Snitch nigga told on the whole town, but don't let one nigga fuck up the city. A lot of niggas really wanna fuck with the city, but nobody ever really fuck with the city, cause a lot of niggas fucking up the trust in the city. The bitches setting niggas up, get a nigga stuck, innocent bastards at bars get struck by shots from security guards. If you feel me, nod. If you don't, then I don't give a fuck. But I love the land, my city ain't sweet when it come to fans. If you was from here, you would understand. A lot of these niggas ain't honest men. Now every street nigga ain't a rapper, every rapper ain't a street nigga. If he can't eat with you, he gon' beef with you. If you want 23, she'll sleep with you. One time for my niggas drinking cheap liquor, I'ma hold it down. I'm on the rap reel to control the sound. Right out the backfield, now I'm touching down. You know that pack in when I roll around, the shit over now. The flow colder now, you know I'm known to clown. On every track I'm round until I hold the crown. Bitch, I'm gon' pound every song I'm on. I bet motherfuckers feel this from my. I don't wanna bring war, cause I'd rather make peace,
cause I'd rather make peace.
But that peace only comes, when the shot you release,
when the shot you release.
And it's hard to survive,
hard to survive.
In the belly of the beast, but I'm marching. Rap, rap, step, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that was my fault on the last one. I didn't have the microphone turned on. That's what happens sometimes when you rush it. You know, doing too much shit at one time. 646-478-0944. For all y'all, I hope y'all didn't think that the show was over, because it's not. It's just that, you know, we
was over.
Both mics. It was over. All right, so we got everything back together now, man. Okay, now back to what I was originally saying. We as artists in this music game, man, we go through a whole lot of shit to be professional, as professional as we could possibly be, you know. In our cities, we meet people, we run into people that, you know, promise the world, oh, I know everybody, I'm the man, I could put you on, you know what I'm saying, all of that shit, you know what I mean, we know a lot of people who know a lot of people, but the fact of the matter is we know them, they know us, and we don't know nobody. Most of the niggas that get on from this city, then, you know, kiss somebody ass that came to visit our city, and, you know, they spent a whole lot of money to be on that showcase or whatever, like, say, for in the case of Young Jeezy. a lot of hip hop artists spent a lot of money to try to get on the Young Jeezy showcase. You know what I'm saying? I know some personally that spent $500 for 5 minutes. BSQ, baby. Personally, you see what I just did, right? One that spent $500, man, to get on the stage with Jeezy. I know some people personally spent upwards of $1,000 to get on the stage with 2 Chainz. And they wasn't on the stage with him. They was just there in a spot. And when everybody started filling up the room, people were still walking around at the bar. Wasn't nobody really paying attention to the artistry right now because it wasn't 2 Chainz. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, that's, to me, I understand the point, but the investment wasn't worth it. You know what I'm saying? You are investing $1,000 to stand on the stage and perform your song that maybe nobody heard, okay, in hopes that after you perform in front of Jeezy or 2 Chainz or whatever, you're gonna get a deal with them niggas. But if you know the backstage and how it goes, man, you know that them niggas ain't paying attention to you. You know what I'm saying? They ain't paying attention to you. Now, for them to be paying attention to you, they got to be awful bored back there, sitting back there ready to go, nothing to do. That's even if they there when you go on at 9 o'clock.
And plus, might I interject there, sir, in order for you to be even getting that front stage run, you had already blew up your city and you hot.
Well, not necessarily, man. A lot of people just go and spend the money. They thinking that they can get to that point.
That category, which you just stated there, who was really listening to you? They ain't people.
You got a lot of people is doing what I call dumb shit to get seen or to get heard when all you got to do is the normal leg work. You know what I'm saying? You can't put everything, and even if you put everything into it, like I know a lot of motherfuckers, they ain't working. They don't go to school. All they doing is grinding and rapping. You know what I'm saying? Grinding and rapping. They're grinding all day and all night, hustle up some money, go to the studio, put a song together and shit, and then go back out on the block and this and that, press up a couple songs, make a video with their phone or they know somebody with a camera, put it up on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
say
but
that
how
this
far
thing,
is that going to go once you get hot, then you go to jail?
That's not going to, it's not. That's not, they think that's all they're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody feel like this music shit is etched in stone. It's a guarantee, okay? Well, I'm going to tell you something that's guaranteed. Somebody's going to be born. Somebody's going to live. And somebody's going to die. That is the only guarantee you have in this life, in this world. I don't give a fuck. You guarantee that your eyes gonna blink all while you alive. Okay? When you first open your eyes, it's guaranteed that you gonna blink them, and you gonna close them temporarily from time to time, and one day you are guaranteed that your eyes gonna close and they ain't gonna ever open again. All right? The purpose and the point of all of this, my friends, is that I'm trying to get y'all to understand how you must motivate yourself and put yourself into the success or the categories or the class or the status. You want status, you're going to have to put yourself in that status. You're going to have to make yourself so fucking loud and visible that you can't be denied. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying do it like Kanye West did, you know, beat the people up, force your way in, crybaby this, crybaby that, listen to my music. No, you ain't got to do it like that. Yeah, he made you some money, and he up there and this and that and the other, but do you really think this motherfucker happy?
Nope.
Why do you think you ran out there and married that white lady? He got all that motherfucking money, but he ran out there and he married that white lady. Some people would say, oh, he was smart, man, because the Kardashians got money. But she didn't. She didn't. She do now. Because if Kanye said, you know what, I'm tired of this bitch. And if she say, I'm tired of you, nigga, she get half off the bat. All right? But the point I want to tell y'all is this, man. Stop looking for somebody else to put you on, okay? Stop looking for somebody else to blow your ass up, okay? We live in a digital age. Anything you want to do, you can do it now, and you can put your shit up on the internet. I don't understand why we get all these fucking commercials. I'm going to have to do my settings. But the thing I want to tell you is that you can do whatever it is that you want to do on your own. Okay? You don't need somebody to tell you, hey, shit, we getting ready to put this CD out and this and that and you know, it's going to cost us so many thousands of dollars and blah, 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 blah. Man, I don't want to hear that shit. You know why? Dude, what do it really cost to put a CD out? Okay, you go to the studio, you get a beat from a nigga and shit, and then he put that shit out there. You are responsible for what happens to your music after you leave the studio. Most people don't understand that. They think, oh, I'm in the studio right now. But that's going to get you a deal. That's going to get you some promotion. That's going to get you some copies and this and that and other. That didn't do nothing but take a little bit of money out of your pocket to record a song, you know what I mean, that you ain't trying to spend. You don't have to. Now you go to the studio, you get somebody else beat, or the producer charge you a couple $100 for a hot ass track. You really only leasing that motherfucker for that $200. Well, it all depends on who you fucking with.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you pay me $200 for a track, nigga. I don't give a fuck what you do. You jump off a cliff with that motherfucker, and you'll never hear. And you'll never hear another motherfucker on your track, you know, fucking with a nigga like me. But you know, that's you know, off the case. The case is the fact that we as artists, and I did it too coming up until I started learning, and I've said it before, and I continue to say it, thank God for the internet. Because if it's some shit you need to know, man, I guarantee you all you got to do is go on the internet, and you can figure it out. I bought a piece of recording equipment a couple years ago, and it's just some things I could never figure out. Even reading the fucking owner's manual didn't make sense to me. Okay? Years ago, in order for me to find out some specifics about a piece of equipment that I bought, there's a 1-866 or a 1-877 or a 1-888. All right? Or a 1-800 number that comes with that piece of equipment as if you bought it brand new. You know what I mean? I always encourage you when you buy a piece of equipment, buy it brand new. Because when you buy used shit, it's the reason why the motherfucker that's selling it used is selling it. Don't ever believe, in some cases it's true, but that's like that 1%, that the person that purchased this piece of equipment did what he could with it, and it wasn't enough, or it didn't do what he wanted it to do, or it was too many steps to go through to get to one specific point. You know what I mean? Like mastering. Some units, you got to spend a whole lot of time pushing a lot of buttons and going through a pre-master where we don't call it pre-master anymore, we call it mixdown. So the mixdown is the old version of the pre-master, and it takes less time to get to a mixdown now than it used to. The thing is, you have to know what you're going to do with that mixdown before you master it. You can't just rely on the mix while you're recording, because all the time, that don't work. You know what I'm saying? Because by the time you master it, you got a whole nother sound, whole nother song you could have wrote, and all you had to do was mix it before you mastered it. Listen to it. All right? Motivate yourself to know the inner workings of each and every one of your records. And I will say this. Let each and every one of your recordings be the shit to you. This is the one that's going to put, this is the one that when I finish recording it and I get me a camera, or I know somebody that got a camera with some good ass quality, we're going to go around the fucking city. We're going to take different shots of the same song, doing different verses, the same verses, and we're going to do some shit like what the professionals call editing. All right, it's a beautiful thing, this computer shit and this internet shit, because you can learn anything about anything you want to learn about without paying somebody some money. Now, you may have to pay a light bill and keep your internet on and, you know, things of that nature, but those two things, you know, what you can learn, the knowledge base that's available to us right now about anything you could dream of. You know what I'm saying? It's just so amazing that you cannot tell me that it's something you don't know about. There's no way. All right? So motivate yourself to know the inner workings of each of your recordings. And then you start figuring out, how do I go from finished product in the studio and the next step? What's the next step? You know what I mean? What are you going to do for your next step? Huh? Tell us what you're going to do. I'll tell you what you're going to do. Man, what in the hell is this shit on this damn internet shit? You want to go off? That's what the problem is now. All these damn commercials on the internet is crazy. But at the same time, you know, we don't want to have nobody. We don't want nobody to be left stupid out here, all right? A lot of people made money that was unnecessary to spend. You know what I'm saying? I encourage everybody. I got notebooks all over the fucking house. Okay, I can't find some of the shit I'm looking for. I pick up one of the other notebooks. It might be in there. You know what I'm saying? But know the inner workings of each and every one of your recordings, man. And then you move to the next step. The next step is trying to figure out within yourself, what am I going to do with my one number one hit, or my six number one hits, or my three? All right? First thing you want to do is load them in your computer, put a time stamp on it. And then you want to write your words down, and you want to mail them to yourself, and then you want to open up the Library of Congress Copyright Office, all right? And then you want to get your $35 to put it on the debit card, all right? Type up the words that you wrote down on that piece of paper, or scan it, copy, paste, you know, whatever, to that website and register your song. Then what you do is you go ahead and you put your video out there. That's right. Get your phone. Have somebody hold your phone, and you hold your phone. Set you up a stage somewhere. Or just go through the house. Just set your phone up. Prop it up. Your camera. Anything. Light has to be good. All right. The lighting has to be good. Be creative though. Don't just, you know, sit in the living room. You know, put the phone in front of you and start rapping the song or singing the song. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to work. You want some, I mean, that's a parody. But what you really want to do is make it so that it'll be interesting for somebody who may want to listen to your shit. right, check this out. We're getting ready to move into another break in a couple minutes, but we're going to recap what we just went over for those that just tuned in. Topic of the show tonight is self-motivation. And we started off the show talking about the things that artists do to be seen and be heard. All right? A lot of unnecessary shit that we do to be seen. All right? When it's not even necessary. So, y'all know what to do. This is your boy, E. Max the Image, and we'll be right back after this break, man.
Get money, just go for what you know. Yeah, them niggas gon' hate to let a hoe be a hoe. If they get money, then I ain't even mad. You win some, you lose some. Now they hate to be the man. If they get money, my baby mama mad just cause I done came down, got broads out the ass. If they get money, then I ain't gon' lie. If they another hustle, everybody won't shine. I'm up early in the morning, got fresh and rolled out. I got shorties on my voicemail running at the mouth. Where you been? Who you seeing? Oh, you say she's just a friend. I tell her, fall back and play that drama for a man. I show you how to work in. Especially if you ban. If it's money over broads, yeah, it's money over men. Man, the shit that hoes do for a dollar and some change. Plenty niggas didn't die. Plenty niggas got slayed. Plenty niggas doing fed to charge it to the gang. Cause them girls tell lies and niggas gon' hate. All I know is that you better get your weight up away, cause these fools will do you bad for a little bit of cake. And they get money, just go for what you know. Yeah, them niggas gon' hit you, let a hoe be a hoe. And they get money, and I ain't even mad to win some, lose some. Now they hit you, you the man. And they get money, my baby mama mad just cause I done came down, got bras off the ass. And they get money, and I ain't gon' lie. And they another hustle, everybody won't shine. I knew this chick from Longwood, she was so damn fly, but she was stuck up in the wave, but her hustle was tired. But see that dude that she was wifing, he was getting them five. And every time he made that trip, I was hitting them five. She used to send me text, message, get me shit like hot. I finally broke the mama in, that was a matter of time. Well, he ain't know that she was hopping, she was handling guys. I put her together, she clipping him for Canada's time. Good girls go bad, bad girls get worse. Can't have one without the other, so whatever come first. It's be them ones undercover that'll get you at first. That's why I never learned to trust them, I just put them to work. If they get money, just go for what you know. Yeah, them niggas gon' hate to let a hoe be a hoe. If they get money, and I ain't even mad you win some, you lose some. Now they hate cause you the man. If they get money, my baby mama mad just cause I done came down, got bras out the ass. If they get money, and I ain't gon' lie. If they another hustle, everybody gon' shine. That out-of-state money, get subpoenaed by the court, so I can beat the case money. Yeah, they get money, and I can make bail. I done cop me the lawyer, yeah, I done make bail. Yeah, they get money, it ain't hard to tell how these broads play their hand for a nigga with a plan. Yeah, they get money, man, I done been broke, had to do it all again. Yeah, I done came show. Yeah, they get money, that dope boy money, that alleyway jump out with the fo-fo money, ho money, and cream. Rule everything around. Why you think them niggas capping hoes wanna be down? If they get money, just go for what you know. Man, them niggas gon' hate to let a hoe be a hoe. If they get money, and I ain't even mad if we in some lose some. Now they hate to do the math. If they get money, my baby mama mad just cause I done came down, got broads out the ass. If they get money, and I ain't gon' lie. If they another hustle, everybody won't shine.
About it, we do it, baby. I gotta give a shout out to them Shattown boys, Chuck and Big Ben, out in the well, Southside.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. That was Santana, an artist from Twinsburg, Ohio, and we are back. 646-478-0944. That's the number to call in. All right, press the 1 if you want to talk. I don't know if you want to talk because a little question mark will pop up on my screen. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, so back to what we were saying. Let's get to step two. Now, step two, we talked about step two, which was getting your shit protected, your music. You know what I'm saying? Mail it, write it down, record it, whatever, put it on CD, flash drive, whatever. Mail it to yourself. All right? And then once you get your little money together, then you want to go on the rest of your song or your EP somewhere from 1 to 5 tracks with the Library of Congress. That's important because when you put your video up on places like YouTube, Reverb Nation, Cloud, Dropbox, all of that shit, you know what I'm saying, Instagram. When you do things like that, Facebook, all your little networks and everything, whatever.com, okay, there's the potential for somebody stealing an idea from you. And this and that and the other. Now, you wouldn't want Nicki Minaj to steal one of your hooks from your song or something and then make, you know, $20 million off the motherfucker and you still catching a bus, knowing that's your shit. And how do you protect yourself on that? Is you get your shit registered, you copyright your shit, and you file your claims to the Library of Congress and hire yourself an attorney that knows music business law. Not just any attorney. You can't go get a motherfucker that could, you know, get your felonies dropped, the misdemeanors thinking, and that motherfucker don't go handle a multi-million-dollar lawsuit in the music industry because the terminology is totally different in music law than it is in criminal law or, you know, in some cases, business law. All right? Topic of the show tonight is self-motivation, and I am primarily speaking with the artists, you know what I'm saying, especially the young up-and-comers, you know what I'm saying, trying to get their feet wet in the game. Some that went out there and figured, damn, this way ain't working, that way ain't working, trying to get down and sign with a team that ain't working because everybody, you know, getting paid, but ain't nobody, you know, saying. You ever go to a club and you see a whole group of motherfuckers and they come in and everybody got on the same outfit with jewels and everything, jumping out of fly cars, but they got on raggedy-ass tennis shoes, okay? That's evident. But then you look at the manager or the head of the clan or the record label owner or whatever, he pieced up, diamonded up, jeweled up, you know what I mean? That lets you know. But when you see it clicking, everybody tight and everybody fat, songs are hidden, their performance is right, they know their songs, okay? They got a good performance. They ain't bobbing back and forth up against each other on the stage. They rehearse. They practice. They know they shit. You know what I'm saying? Whether you self-groom or whether you, somebody got to tell you get your shit together, you're groomed. You know what I'm saying? That's what it breaks down to. I don't want you to think that I'm saying these things to y'all to discourage you or anything, but becoming a professional or anything requires hard work. And if you're not willing to work hard, then there's no point for you even getting into whatever it is that you plan on doing for the rest of your life. Just continue to be an employee, okay? As an independent artist, you must view yourself as an entrepreneur, and you got to go and do some research on what it is to be an independent or an entrepreneur, and then you have to go and figure out what it means to be an artist, okay, and figure out, you know, where you want to place yourself. Because as an artist who writes his own music, as an artist who goes out and selects his own tracks, whether they're somebody else's or somebody letting, you know, put a little beat down on their machine or whatever, that will classify you more than just being an artist. Okay, it's a little motivation for you because a lot of people don't know that. I wrote my songs. I went and spent the money and went to different studios and different producers and got my music. And then I went to different studios to get the best recording package I could get. And then I went and made my inserts and my sleeves, and I went and got the videos done. Well, son or daughter, you are the producer of that there project. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that word producer fool you. The producer, yes, the producer, okay, in a dictionary, producer means, produce means to bring forth. Okay? So the sound that you hear in your head, all right, those words that you hear in your head, when you write them down on a piece of paper, Well, now that everybody wants to share every damn thing they're doing it on digital media, you know, and I've seen some excellent artists on the internet rapping with their phones in their hands, okay? They just riding along and, you know, the shit went with the beat they was working and the song they was working on in the studio and, you know what I'm saying? And boom, they go type it into their phone and there it is. But if you notice when they make their videos and you listen to their songs, it's got about three verses in it, and each one is about something different. It might go with the hook, but it didn't go with the other part of the song. And forget about that part. So now you got three songs in one because, you know, you wrote it at three or four different times, and you took bits of notes from six or seven different pieces of something that you wrote and spit when you was just in the mood one day. Not that you was working on that particular song, but you was just in the mood. But since that's the song you're working on, you try to work it out and you figure a way to ingest those verses into that song since it's the one you're paying for. All right? Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Do you ever go on TV, go on YouTube, pull up your favorite artist, and I want you to tell me how many times have you seen any one of them pull a phone up, take out a notebook, or are they recording when they do videos of themselves recording their tracks and their songs? Do you ever see your favorite artist pick up an iPad? Do you see them do it? In the booth, you don't need no paper notebook. You know what I'm saying? In the booth, you don't need a cell phone. You need an easel. If you got a pad, put that pad on the easel, man. That's what is the music stand. That's what they made for. Okay, because when you stand there and you hold your pad in one hand, and you rapping the words that you tapped into your pad last week, or you got your notebook in your hand. Okay? Don't make a video of that. You know what I'm saying? Let that be the secret between you and the engineer. Okay?
Rehearsal.
Yeah, the rehearsal. That's for the rehearsal. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what you use your easel.
But you don't have to. You don't have to pay, and you don't have to pay to rehearse your song. When you sitting around the house and you just chilling, pick up that notebook that you wrote your words in.
When you get in the booth, you're supposed to know your shit. You ain't supposed to have no fucking pad and no fucking easel in front of you. It'll be you in the microphone.
I'm going to talk to E-Max on the show live.
All right, well, listen, we're going to go to the phone lines right quick. We got 216-704, and of course y'all know who that is. Hey, TJ, what it do?
Man, it's Al Porter Jr., and that looks like I'm around, of course, the round table for information. I'm just listening to y'all break it down. I appreciate y'all doing that this evening.
That's what's up. The topic is self-motivation.
Self-motivation. Having a purpose, because if you don't have a plan for yourself and what you're doing, somebody else will definitely have a plan for you. So with that being said, I am very thankful because I think one of those reasons why I'm self-motivated is because I obviously am doing my best to be very honest with myself. So when I'm honest with myself, I realize all the accolades and things that have come through, I've been blessed from the creator that I've received. I'm very thankful my mom's alive to have seen me receive so many. But at the same time, my self-motivation is because I know that for everything I've done, I still haven't scratched the surface. I'm not where I wish to be right now. So at that point, I'm working as hard as possible because I expect to go great places to be able to make sure that the community around me is built up to where it needs to be and all that type of stuff. So it keeps me busy. like certain right. things I'll talk about next week, like being on the Scene magazine, their Facebook page, and in their article, because I was at the Food Stamp Cuts rally yesterday, in the Plain Dealer, part of the picture that was on A3, and doing certain other things in the community, even still getting together with people. I know downtown should be a little bit nervous because we plan on hitting people up, their ideas, and seeing who wants to file lawsuits to stop the Brown Stadium. So self-motivation is basically, I haven't scratched the surface, and there needs to be a big change in attitude and the way people are perceived around us in our area. So I think also for me, I ended off like this, and this is a very broad, very true statement. Being motivated also means you find people around you that are motivated to change things around themselves. And so I can honestly say that I look around people like Brother Art McCoy, who still wants to change some things. I see people like Emax the Image, who instead of getting out there and just saying, you know something, I put out one radio show. I make it the easy way. I put out a flyer, and on my one radio show per week, I put in bare minimum dollars, put on 1 2-hour show, play my music for 1 hour and 20 minutes, play a few other singles, and then be done with it. But instead, the self-motivation that I see come through you, Andy B., you know, I'll even say Cheese, where you get together and you talk about some things about knowledge, pushing off and imparting some knowledge on people on one night, making sure you stick to knowledge things, and then a couple other nights you talk about music. So if somebody wants to deviate and talk about Aiken Reed, you tell them, no, I'll come to the knowledge night. And then go out there and then say, also, Al Porter, we're going to allow you the chance to do the same thing on a Monday night or what have you. So I'm surrounded by people who are self-motivated, and that's a good thing. So that's my only thoughts on it.
That's what's up. And I don't forget where I got you, man. And speaking, I watched some of his performances last night while I was showing off the video, you know what I'm saying? And,
okay.
Everybody liked the video, man. Everybody that, you know, I showed the video to liked the video. You know, they was wondering. They asked me the same thing, you know, that they asked me when we was out there. Why you didn't go out first? And I was like, what the hell? My name ain't Puffy. That's Al Scott. That was your song. You know, I'm
just a
man that, you know, put the music together. I mean, hey, we did everything we were supposed to do, but that was your shine. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I got you.
You get up there, you do your songs, and we do. You know what I'm saying? Whatever track we do, it's not like I'm going to be jumping up there in front of you like, yeah, man, move out the way, Al. You know what I'm saying? No. You know what I'm saying? But it took. That's right. That's right. So it's a. See, the thing is, man, I look at the things that we do as far as music and radio shows and everything as a beacon. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people mistake me thinking I know everything and, oh, I'm so opinionated and this and that and the other. But the truth of the matter is I only am, you know, seeking to, like, provide some type of example. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's like you. You got people that's around you that's motivated, but a lot of people depend on your motivation. So when you're doing something that a lot of other people may want to do, by you doing it, it gives other people some type of motivation of what they may want to do. Now, if you think about it, how many artists out there will take the time necessary, you know what I'm saying, away from they're trying to do and possibly help somebody else do something? Just by talking, showing an example, setting an example to me is more important than trying to teach me something. If I could set an example of what I'm talking about, I think that screams louder than saying to you, I do this, I do that, I do this, and I do that. You know what I'm saying? So what
right.
we got to remember is when, in everything that we do, that is always somebody watching. So by understanding that fact, then you automatically understand that people are learning something from you. You know what I mean? And that's what I get out of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we all been through a lot of things as artists, trying to get, you know, in quotation, discovered. And we already had been. When you discovered that you knew how to flow, you put your all into it. When you discovered you knew how to sing, you put your all into it. When you discover that you can write your own tracks, your own songs, you put your all into it. You know what I'm saying? Now, people that want to be, you know, business owners and everything, and they got the business mind to do it, when they realize what they wanted to do, they put their all into it. So if you want to be that professional, that sought-after artist, then you remain in that artist realm, and you will never make it to be a businessman. Because first and foremost, music is a business. An artist is like soap powder on a shelf. How many boxes of washing powder are on that same shelf in one store? Whether you go to Giant Eagle, or the Tops, or Days, you know what I'm saying? Any one of those grocery stores, you know, Fan Foods, Eagle 2, go to any one of them and see how many different boxes of washing powder that they got. Family Dollar, Dollar General. And you would normally go back to the one that you feel does what? Get your clothes the cleanest for the best dollar. So the more bang for your buck, that you gonna get, that's the selection that you make. Okay? Now, look what the music industry is doing to us as artists. All of our favorite artists now are on each other's songs. You can't get away from them. They force feed everybody down our throats. Okay. Now, from a local artist standpoint, what do you think that makes me feel when the same 10 artists that's out there now is all over each other? Plus, we spent all our money to buy their CD just to turn around and the favorite song that we like is on another artist CD.
Whoa. Okay,
you probably don't even like 2 Chainz, but you want to hear that live song that 2 Chainz and Gucci Mane got? Then you got to buy Gucci Mane CD because it's on Gucci Mane CD. It ain't on 2 Chainz CD. You know what I'm saying? You may not like Gucci Mane, but you got to buy Gucci Mane CD or download that song for 99 cents on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that we as artists do dumb. You know what I'm saying? And I think the first thing we do as artists is try to follow in an established artist's footsteps. Okay? Now, if you listen to the music nowadays that's hot right now, you really can't tell where the music is going now. You know what I'm saying? Because Rihanna's still singing, I'm friends with the monster up under my bed. Yeah. You know, she said, if you think I'm crazy, that is not fair. Huh? Now, they told us monsters don't exist. But she says she's friends with one, and if you think she crazy, that ain't fair. Now, that's her motivation, because she can sing about a monster under her bed and somebody gonna buy that song. What's your motivation? What is your motivation? What can you bring to the table that's going to make you play, that's going to make that radio station play your music like they play that monster song? Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you try to go through the industry with Jimmy Iovine at the top you better come out with a song talking about blowing your money. You know what I'm saying? You better come out with a song. Tell me, if you want to hit the top 10 on the industry charts, you better come out with one of those songs that's going to make you a quick $1.5 million, maybe $2 million with a bunch of chicks shaking their asses in your video. Talk about popping in bottles, rolling that kush, rolling around the town, throwing money in the bushes, just driving around in your fancy car, throwing money out the windows. Popping bottles, jumping in the swimming pool with 100 strippers every day. That's all you do. That is what they're throwing down our throats. You know what I'm saying? If you can't come up with an out, you had a great and a wonderful idea with your hip-hop David Ruffin. You're gonna have to expand on that one. You're going to have to put it together and organize it, man, because right now, if you ain't doing a line dance song, you better do a booty shaking song. You better talk about.
You ain't lying.
Even the stingers
that's
now,
the
man. Even the singers now. All they talk about is what they going to do to you. Because you know who the singers. Look, man. The young dudes got the old dudes. Now listen to both radio stations that we got out here for us. And the old, the young. And the way they singing got the old dudes thinking that they can do the same thing. They can't do it no more. Hey, they can't do that no more. We gonna go all night. You know, we gonna take flight, pop a couple pills, and make it all right. Now, what 50-year-old man in his right mind gonna want pop a pill with a woman just to go all night? What's gonna happen to him?
You know.
Is he gonna be? Is he going to be alive tomorrow? Because the killers have to get up and go to work sometime at 50 years old.
You alive.
But you won't pop a pill just so you do it to a girl all night and fucking heart about to bust through your chest because your nuts hard. Come on. We got to have a little bit more common sense and a little bit more dedication to being better at what we do than we already are. You know what I'm saying? And that's where your self-motivation come in. When you motivate yourself, you will look past all of the hurdles and the things
right.
The things that life may present. Because like Black House and Al said, some things in life will never change. It ain't going to change. So the things that you know ain't going to change, that's out of your control to change them, what do you do? You know what I'm saying? You have to come up with a strategy to work through them or even try to find a way to capitalize on your own weaknesses. Sometimes you can take your weakness and turn it into a strength. You can use your stage fright as a way to get up there on the stage and make everybody think you're going to mess up and then blow up. Boom! Wow. That was your gimmick.
Oh, my goodness, I'm glad you said that because at the Black on Black Crime meeting, I was asked that in about another 4 weeks, I have been asked from OPE, and I think it shocked a lot of people, if I could come through and do the hottest single that, you know, some people say, I've got a hot single, and you don't have any proof. Well, I already can say why when somebody asked me to come through and redo Concord at the Oppressed People's Nation New Year's style event that will happen in January. And I'm like, wow, I hit them with the one and done. And it was like, got a lot of requests back for that. So I do believe at Tucker's Casino, there may be a lot of different artists, but there will be one mainstay. And that's a big blessing that we'll be doing Concord there. So, you know, I'm very thankful about that, man. I'm very thankful. I like I said before, I'll say it again. It's very humbling because of the fact that, of course, Varsity Music allowed me to use that track. You know, I'm very thankful and humbled by it, and I'm also very humbled to see my man E-Max the Image that you were able to come out and join the video. You know, that meant a whole lot right there, man. You blessed us, laced us with the vocals a third time that we got a chance to work together, and you showed up for the video, and for those who didn't see that, with the red, black, and green flag draped around it. So, you know, yep. that's very humbling. So that's all I can say.
Well, man, you know, it was weird to see myself. You know, I don't look at myself like that, man. I guess, you know, I always wanted to be in the background. That's pretty much why I just, you know, that's your song. I appreciate you wanting to do that song, man, because a lot of people wanted to do it, but they wasn't up to the caliber. Bring in the chef. Shut it down. All right. So self-motivation, man. Self-motivation. We didn't wait for somebody to say, you know, basically it came like this here. You know, I just said, hey, Al, I got some shit for you. Me and Al been passing some tracks back and forth to Al over the years. But a lot of things, maybe they was a little ahead of their time or it just didn't fit the or anything. But for whatever reason, lately we've been coming up with some perfect matches. And one has always outdone the other. So I'm kind of anxious to find out what's going to come next. We don't know. But I'm sure it's going to come. And trust me, man, I believe it's going to be even better, if not just as good as any of the other tracks that y'all know how we do. And y'all know, it's Cleveland Sound. It's going to stay down, and everybody else just going to come around because that's what we're doing. We call
that's
y'all
true.
Out to our city, all right? So, you know, self-motivation, motivation, being tired of being broke, being tired of trying to find a job, got something that I was born with, okay? It had to take, I'm sorry it took all of these years. I beat myself up for that, but I guarantee you, in the creator's eyes, I'm still at the tip of the iceberg because it's not started yet. See, where we have been blinded into understanding that success is pocketfuls of money. You know what I'm saying? But everybody that got pocketfuls of money now started somewhere. And by the time they got there, whew, they was probably our age, a little younger than us, but they started young. And then number two, technology is a motherfucker right now, so I'm appreciating growing in this. You know what I'm saying? So that right there, being able to learn something new and experience new things just by tapping into things that I had never been exposed to before, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It just made me hungrier to know what else I could know and to learn what else I could learn. And being able to tap into so many things, you know, digitally just opened up a whole new world for me. So I'm still like a kid, want to do a million things, but I done nailed it down.
Right.
And we got you here right now on Hood Talk Radio. We do this because, you know, I feel like everybody needs to have something to say. You know what I'm saying? Whether people call talk and they want to listen, that's fine with me. It don't make no difference. Because it's like if I'm on the stage and I'm the only one there, I sing to myself. Eventually somebody will come around and listen to me. And that's just the way I'm self-motivated like that. Like it don't matter if it's one or 100,000, I'm going to kill it. And that's just the way I play. So if as an artist you want to be that one that's set apart from everybody else, number one, you have to set yourself apart. Okay, you can't fall into the same category as anybody else. Like me, personally, I listen to my music and I say, damn, my music don't sound like nobody else is out there. Where, you know, with the market the way it is, where would they put me? And then I realize where they would put me is where I would go. You know what I'm saying? You got to flip that coin. Because if you try to cater to one market, you might not make it in that market. But if you open and expand your mind to know and to believe that what you're putting out there is going to reach across many markets, then you gear your professionalism. You gear your knowledge, your attitude, your performance. You gear, you just steer everything that you're doing in this in that direction, and that's a wide spectrum. So you want to dance, you want to sing. If you can't dance, you want to write. You want to flow. You want to make beats. You want to know how to engineer. You want to know what knobs to turn, pan, left, right, front, back, center. You want to know what compression is and how to use it and when to use it and how to adjust it. You want to know things that will make you an asset, not just to yourself as an independent slash entrepreneur, but you want to know things that will make you an asset just in case you're trying to sign a deal. Because one thing a deal can do for you, like take Keith Clizzard. He was just a dude making beats in the hood, recording studio for his people, went to school. But, excuse me, he didn't want to get tied down to a record label, so he created his own and worked hard enough and came up with quality artists enough that you got them guys out there doing Broadway plays and stuff like this. Made enough money with his own personal distribution system. Approached by Sony and sat down across the table and made a deal with Sony where everybody get paid and everybody eat. You know what I'm saying? So it's the way you do things. It's something just to motivate you. If that's the arena that you want to play in, then play in that arena to the best that you can. I'm still sitting down and going over videos and I'm pulling up the internet. I love it. I love it. Thank you for it right now. It might turn into a beast on us one day, but right now, it's a way for us to learn whatever it is that we want to learn, especially when you want to learn something about a product that you bought. The internet is the best way. You can go and dial out the numbers and listen to the people talk if you want to, but all the time, it ain't going to work out like that. Go ahead. Do some constructive with your internet time and learn some things about what it is you're doing. I'm doing so many things right now, I got to learn about everything, okay? I got to keep bringing the history. I got to keep bringing the knowledge, the current events, and understanding, because just as fast as we understand a certain dialogue that they use to try to, you know, hide their little secret messages to each other, we learn them and we figure them out. And just as fast as we learn them and figure them out, they done spent and gripped and grabbed and came up with a whole new code. And so now we're trying to figure out what that means. Still trying to totally understand the first one that they put out. That's where we are right now in this world. And if we don't figure out how to self motivate. You always hear people talk about what's wrong with this world. Most people aren't self-motivated. They are only motivated by the actions of somebody else. Okay, so somebody else is walking around. Somebody else is going to the studio. Somebody else is hitting the stage every other week, and you want to, but you don't. Unless somebody else is going, you are not self-motivated. I'm sorry. That's just what it is. It ain't got nothing to do with being afraid. It ain't got nothing to do with being scared. It's about motivation. All right? Have a little ambition in your walk. Don't just talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Invest in yourself. Make yourself better than you already are just by not imagining but believing that you're better than you are. And guess what? Everything you do will be better than everything you used to do. And I'm going to tell you that's the truth, because that's what I told myself. Oh, I'm better than this. I'm better than this. And it seems like what's harder for me to do now is write lyrics, because I ain't got no girlfriend, none of that. So certain kind of emotional ties, I ain't feeling them. So I apologize to all my R&B fans out there, but I'm writing plenty of tracks. I'm writing plenty of tracks, but I'm still motivated to write and record and keep what I love to do in focus. You know what I'm saying? One day, someday, these words going to hit me, and I'm going to write them, and I'm going to release them to y'all, and I'm going to sing some more shit. And hopefully, we can get a distribution deal, because that's what my motivation is, a distribution deal. Because a distribution deal will open up a whole range of possibilities in our region, in our market, in our city. You know, and I'm talking about everybody. You know, it's so much talent here in this city that is looked over. You know what I'm saying? Basically because of the political structure and the infrastructure of the politics, meaning they go so deep. You know, they don't really want, they make money off the poverty in this city. Let's put it like that. All right, without the poor people, Cleveland, Ohio would fall down flat on its face. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Without the poor people, without the black folks, Cleveland, Ohio would fall flat on its face. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Without the poor whites, without the welfare system and the SNAP and the unemployment system and all that, Cleveland, Ohio would fall flat on the face.
Sure right? would.
So the motivation to get around those curves would be to create in yourself a better you. How do you do that? How do you do that, Al? How do you create in yourself a better you? What's your thoughts on that?
Repeat that one more time now.
So how would you create in yourself a better you? What's your thoughts?
I would say that the best way to do that is to still listen more.
Yep.
That was one of the things that I said at the last workshop, because I noticed that at the workshop there are a couple of artists that I won't call their names, but if it wasn't for those people or speakers who come to the workshop, I would have never used what we have now, which real quick, I'll say this real quick. We now have a buzzer, a five-minute buzzer, because there are some people who want to come in there and talk for 40 or 50 minutes.
Right.
And there's some reasons why they don't need to talk for 40 and 50 minutes, because, number one, you haven't done anything much besides talk, and you don't have anything to add on. So I let people know at the last workshop that there's a reason why we have two ears and one mouth, unless in some unfortunate, you know, incident that you might have had something happen to an ear or deafness or something like that. But the reason that is because you have to listen, and that goes for me also. I have to remember, I don't know everything.
Right,
you
me
know?
Too.
And so in order to create a better me, I know I definitely need to still remember that myself and listen more, because by at least being, I'll say, gifted enough to be around people that I know have brains or about their business, then that means I have to show my gratitude and be able to sit back and listen more. That's why a lot of times on a Friday or a Saturday, I'll take the time and I'll call in and ask, quote unquote, what's going on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What you know about this. So, yeah, that's it. Go ahead, brother.
For myself, man, you know, I had to create me a better me by understanding that even though I'm the artist and I'm the one that everybody clapping for and everything and this and that and the other, it's not about me. You know what I'm saying? My motivation is to entertain that crowd. You know what I'm saying? If I entertain everybody and everybody like what I'm doing, then I know I did something right. So I can stand here and like my own music all damn day long. But if don't nobody else like it, where does that leave me? Nowhere. So I have to be extra motivated when I come out to perform, because I want to make certain that everybody likes my music. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no half-cocked this, half-cocked that. It's all about being as strong as those people that I pay to go see. So if I can't generate that kind of response from the people that ain't paying to see me, then imagine what kind of response I'm going to get out of the people that's paying to see me perform one of my songs. And that should be everybody's motivation right there. You know, if you're just trying to get some money out of it, you want the bling bling, then what you have to focus on is creating you that artist who deserves it. And that's it. So if that right there don't motivate you to listen to your music, you know what I'm saying, before you put it out there, you know, practice your craft. If you a rapper that dance like Michael Jackson, then dance like Michael Jackson while you rapping, nigga.
Yeah. That's right.
That'll give you so much more flavor than you think.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 2 Chainz doing the Thriller dance. Yeah, I'm chopping niggas with the head off. Doing the Michael Jackson moves and shit, man. You'll make so much money. They'll have you on MTV. You'll be like Beyonce right now, dropping CDs on the internet. Don't even need a record label to drop nothing.
Because
they're going to buy each one of her songs off of her CD one by one. And she got a fucking video for every song already. So they're going to download the video too.
So,
I mean, come on, man. She's going to sell 100 million songs. She's going to make 100 million sales on one song each and one video. Come on. Motivation. Let's say it, y'all. Let's get self-motivated to the point where...
You said earlier, you better find that motherfucking monster under the bed.
Find that monster. Okay. Well, look, that is our show about self-motivation. And
okay,
just to keep you all aware of why I chose tonight's topic for being self-motivation is because a lot of people... Just because they ain't rich and they ain't popular and the girls ain't falling all over them and they can't just go to the strip club and spend $70,000 and, you know, shit, dumb shit like that, that we want to do as artists, we know it ain't smart, but that's what the famous rappers and singers do. And they popping bubbly with their shirts all open in the club, and it's wintertime outside, and we freezing to go do our song, okay? But, you know, we want to be like them instead of being who we are, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't want to see 2 Chainz' little brother. That's why little Romeo never made it. Because he wanted to be like Master P. Master P produced it. To be like him. And we already had Master Pete. And so Lil Romeo having a hard time. Lil Bow Wow should have changed his name a long time ago and got into acting when he started growing up. You know what I mean? He can't get on. Because he's still little.
Thank you.
Because he's still little. He ain't Bow Wow. Yeah, he like the, yeah, for real, man. Doogie Howser in the rap world.
Right.
So, I mean, you got to be motivated to do some things if you want to do some things, all right? Look at, hey, let's go back to Lil Arnold, what you talking about with us. All right? What made that man take that part to be that little boy for all them years? Gary Coleman. He was a midget from day one. And he knew, I want to be an actor, and sooner or later, they're going to need a midget, and I'll be that midget. And just because he was a little black midget, he fit that role perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
He focused all his little black-ass, midget-ass energies in that direction. And what did he do? He came. He saw He conquered. We'll be right back.
Sure
did.
Varsity Music. Emax the Image. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We do it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. I came. I saw. I conquered. We doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror, thanks Stosa Dynasty. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC. Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry. Covering Squish Fam, CD release. Where's the Beast sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos, showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 You like to see it. Wouldn't you like to see it again?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. You know what it is, man. 646-478-0944. It's your boy, Max. Alport Jr. in the house. Got Cheese in the house. And you are tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. E-Max presents Hood Talk Radio. We here every Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30 p.m. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. And we'll be here on Friday and Saturday nights from 8 to 9:30. You know what I'm saying? We were here from 8 to 10, but, you know, things are changing. And, you know what I'm saying, brother, got to start getting out. It's cold outside. I kind of like performing and stuff where it's cold outside. So, you know, we can get in and forget about the weather for a little while. So I like doing stuff when it's cold. But we are just really, like I said, beginning to move forward with this, man, grow a little bit. Y'all be on the lookout for the TV show. Don't forget to check this YouTube, because we do upload videos from time to time on YouTube as Emax the Image. and YouTube.com, all one word, TMAXXTHEEMIJJ, and YouTube.com. You know, a lot of different videos and stuff up there, man. So, you know, check it out. Stay in touch with us. We'll be back Friday night at 8. It's your boy E-Max, and we're going to let this, yeah, take us out the door, man. This is where that song. It's right here to my man.
Peace.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own E-Max the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it. We talking about it. They talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it. We talking about it. They talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it. They talking about it. We talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it. They talking about it. We talking about the Hood Talk Radio.
That's right. That's right, man. Hood Talk Radio. Do not forget. Support your local producer. Support your local producer. E-Max. And I'm out.